This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. For those of you just tuning in, we, in the last hour, were talking about the shooting death of a concealed carry permit holder, Philando Castile, who was killed by a cop at a pullover. You know, it was Minnesota. Pulled him over for a burnout brake light, apparently, and then promptly, within a matter of seconds, shot him to death on the side of the road as he was going for his wallet after having informed the officer that he was a concealed carry permit holder and that he was indeed concealing a gun. And we can play the audio for you here. We actually didn't even get to that last hour's calls already rolling in on this, and we've been talking with you about your thoughts on police violence in general. I'm so tired of seeing these stories. I try to avoid them at this point. I mean, I'll see the headlines, but I purposefully don't click on them because I've seen so many of them. I mean, we've been doing this show for more than, just about 15 years.
Right. I don't need to, affect my mental health by watching a whole bunch of, these
it's
people
horrible.
Being killed. I don't care who's doing the killing. I don't want to see the videos if I can avoid it. In some cases, I have to, and I hope that I have to bear that or whatever, but I prefer not to.
Let's go back to your calls and thoughts, though. Eric was on the line in Delray Beach, and he brought up a concern about, one caller that was on earlier. His name is Hung Like Jesus. He's one of our Skype callers, and a great caller, always has something, intelligent to say, always enjoy his calls. And we had him on, I think, for pretty much a whole segment talking about the police violence and his opinion about it. You were saying you would have liked to have heard more from him. And I get it. It's a constant balancing act running the radio show here and trying to decide when someone should stay and when someone should go. In Hung Like Jesus's case, I felt as though he had made his points and we were pretty much had reached the end of that particular conversation. It's not unheard of for us to put him on hold and hold him through a break. We've done that before with his calls on multiple occasions. He is I wouldn't say a regular caller, but he's regular enough to where you know who he is. He's identifiable. He's recognizable. So he's certainly someone we're going to hear from again. So it's not as though, you're never going to hear Hung Like Jesus.
And I think another thing that is really sort of difficult as a listener is to understand what it's like to be a talk show host. Your job, Ian, and you sit in the first chair most of the time, your job is to decide when a call ends. You need to keep the show interesting, keep it moving, keep propelling the conversation forward, and the way you do that is by taking calls and ending calls. And, people generally never feel like they got everything they want to say said, and so it's not uncommon to finish a call to a talk show where you're like, I had things I could have said, more things I could have said.
Sure.
But the nice thing about Free Talk Live is, A, you can go download and listen to yourself right there at freetalklive.com. It'll be available tonight at around midnight Eastern time. And two, we do another show 21 hours from the end of this one.
You can always call again. Anyway, Eric, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, and guys, I have nothing but respect for you both, and I did more observation than criticism, and you guys are absolutely right. So I wanted to get into the Castile case. I've done a bunch of research on this because it's so disturbing.
Yeah.
So I believe it's a murder. Okay.
Yes.
I think that's a tough thing to say, but I have watched and looked at everything, and that's what I call it. I wanted to get into the officer who murdered him, Officer Geronimo Yandez. The thing that really concerns me the most about him at this point is that he went and took a class called Bulletproof Warrior, which the mission statement is to make the decision to shoot if the police officer ever feels their lives are threatened.
Mm. which is what he said, which is what his excuse was in the jury trial for manslaughter charges. He said he felt as though he was scared, and so therefore he had the right to shoot because he's a cop, and a cop who feels scared can shoot anybody they want to.
Yeah, this is basically a testimony, molding class, essentially, for, law enforcement and people who might be in that sort of job.
And what was it called again, this class?
Bulletproof Warrior.
Okay, it's called the Bulletproof Warrior, and it's offered by a company called Caliber Press. Now, the other interesting thing about Caliber Press is, okay, I can see the caliber. You want to have a higher caliber officer. But the way they spell caliber is in the firearms spelling of caliber.
Yeah.
B-R-E at the end.
Yep.
There's a lot of tells here. I was in the Marine Corps. I don't have a law enforcement background, but I do know I've been around this stuff a lot, and I am extremely concerned by just the overall militarization and the Mark, you absolutely nailed it. Are we really sure at this point that we are getting people who are qualified to be police officers? You know, and that's what you said, man, and it was just like, boom, you know, was he qualified? With the nationwide lowering of standards, which has been talked about by numerous different people on both sides, including what has been documented as a search for low IQ or lower IQ candidates. We've had training officers with 20, 30 years history coming out saying, hey, I'm not getting the quality of candidates here. And this is an excellent observation by an international training safety executive. His name is Michael Picard. He's from the International Association of Directors of Law Enforcement Standards and Training. What he's saying here is that he thinks seminars like this foster a sense of paranoia among officers. Police training has become very militaristic and caused a lot of the problems going on in the nation. Now, I'm sure we can find people that'll say something different.
But this is a cop who's saying this about the Bulletproof Warrior kind of experience, that training?
Yes, exactly. He's highly
think about
credible.
This from this aspect. I mean, the term warrior has a certain connotation to it, right? Aren't these supposed to be servants? Aren't these supposed to be public servants who are there, peace officers who are there to protect and serve? That doesn't sound like someone that is at war, or at least it shouldn't be someone who's at war with this at-war mindset. When you're at war, you have an enemy. And in this case, who's the enemy? Is it the people that you supposedly serve?
Well,
or do you create them? Do you create them when you feel threatened? Mm-hmm. You know, that's... this militarization thing has gotten so out of control, and it's being fostered. This violence against police thing is statistically, I wish I had it right here, but there's a guy that went through these numbers on cops killed in the line of duty, police officers, okay? And what you get from, like, Fox News, even from, quote-unquote, more left-wing people, and, you know, I'm not a liberal, I'm not a left-libertarian, I'm not any of that stuff, I'm just a, you know, I guess I'm sort of an anarcho-capitalist or whatever, and so, you know, this isn't a leftist argument, but they are skewing the numbers on the death of officers in active duty, if people want to look out there, it's relatively easy to find. I would even...
Yeah, one of the things that they do is that... I can tell you with firefighters, if you have a heart attack within 24 hours of a call as a firefighter, it's considered an on-duty death. Now, I'm a firefighter, and, you know, that's how it works in our department, as I've been informed. So I would presume that there's other, you know, that sort of they pad the numbers, as it were. I think that what people imagine when they hear an on-duty death is they imagine a police officer shot.
Not necessarily.
Man, no.
I mean, had a heart attack.
It's automobile accidents.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredibly dangerous to be in a car, and, you know, police get in automobile
there's
accidents.
There's so much
like
dishonesty from, these officials. official police departments. Hey, Eric, thanks for calling with your thoughts on this. I do appreciate hearing from you. And by the way, this Bulletproof Warrior thing, the website that they have, Caliber Press, they have a video, but it's been taken down from YouTube. I wonder why. Mm. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Join us right here. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you ought to join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can be confirmed instantly. There's a lot of buzz going around the Liberty community here in New Hampshire about Dash. I'm hearing it left and right. People discussing how if they need to send like cryptocurrency to somebody, they're shying away from using Bitcoin due to the crazy fees that it's experiencing these days. And they're using things like Dash. You can pay anyone anywhere in the world anytime with Dash for just pennies on the dollar. It's decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, so go to Dash.org and find out why. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what's on your mind. Deborah's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Deborah.
Hello.
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk a couple things. First, if Bob will contact George Norrie, I will call up there on coast to coast and leave my phone number and see if I can't help him. I usually call the library when I need some information because 411 does not seem to understand what I am asking for.
And so the library will just look up phone numbers for you?
Yes, and they'll look up on the internet and stuff too.
Wow,
and since he can write big enough to read his own writing, that might be helpful for him.
Interesting.
And I always tell every one of them when they're done, I appreciate you.
Yeah, sure. It's always good to show gratitude for people who help you out.
Yeah, give it too long and the internet will take over the librarians. So we need them.
Probably true.
Another thing that I wanted to say is that I sat on a jury once and the young man that was the defendant for shooting and injuring someone, his sister had been being beat up on another street. She ran home, her clothes were torn. Well, eventually the whole crowd followed over to his street, including the other girl's mothers and a whole bunch of kids in the van. And so this young man brought his gun outside and said, get out of here. And he shot at the tire of the van.
Okay.
He was unfamiliar with the kick of his gun, and he injured a teenager who unfortunately will never be the same. But eventually the rest of the jury finally said, if we change our vote to yours, can we go home? Because they wanted it to be straight-out murder. And he was not intending. He is black, so were all the rest of the people. But he had purchased his gun legally and had it licensed. And I fought like crazy because I just said he did not intend to harm anybody.
Wow, so what you're saying is 11 of the other 11 jurors were wanting to find him guilty. You wanted to find him not guilty on the count of murder, and they were willing to flip if that meant they could just go home.
Yeah, because they thought I was trying to stay long enough to get another day's pay.
Oh, my God. Why would anyone?
The $15 or whatever they had?
Jeez. So did they flip?
The judge came back and talked to anybody that wanted to stay, and she said, had she been the one making the decision, she would have chosen that, too. It would not have been a full book. And I saw the public defender a few months later down on the street and went up and talked to him. And he says, I thought it might be you. And I said, you tell that young man get every bit of education he can get while he's in there.
Yeah, it's very difficult to. Yeah, thank you. It's very difficult to get the education in some prisons. You know, some are easier than others, but you know, it just depends on what they offer. But you know, they do have something, and it's a good idea to get it, whatever it might be, even if it's welding class.
So just to be clear, yes. The other 11 jurors did flip to not guilty on that count?
Every one of them.
And then they found him guilty for what, a lesser charge?
Lesser, yeah, it was, I don't know, not attempted manslaughter, but, you know.
Negligent, I mean, maybe, or something like that, negligence.
It was.
Maybe negligent manslaughter or something like that. Hey, thank you, Deborah, for your story tonight. That's a great story.
The kid didn't die.
Right. Okay, good point. Hey, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
So this is one of the reasons I just hate juries. Okay?
Right. They just want to go home.
Right. They have no business being there.
They're not professionals.
If you're not prepared to do the work. First off, they're not being compensated to, you know, make a good job. They're not experts.
You get a sandwich and like $15 a day.
They don't understand the law. You know, I mean, it just, I should sit in front of a jury of my fellow ignoramuses. I mean, that's what you're asking to have happen here. I just really dislike them. The stalwart juror like this, and it, you know,
good for her.
Yeah, good for her. Certainly good for her. The stalwart juror like this is kind of rare.
Right, because most people will go along with the group.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been countless psychological studies.
It's a study of human behavior more than anything.
Right.
And up to this point, what we've seen is humans are small group primates that don't tend to stand on principle and law.
Right, we're not that far away from shrieking and throwing poop. I mean, really, we're not
that far.
Yeah. So, I mean, I agree with you, Mark. Having seen many jury trials or multiple jury trials up here in New Hampshire for activists who should not have been found guilty, I've seen it happen again and again.
I don't have a great solution. But I don't have, you know, what we should do instead of jury trials. I think what we should have is, I would say what we should have is more private arbitration that should happen far more quickly. Our criminal justice system is just broke, and juries are only one of the ways that they're broken. I think that the plea bargaining system, the fact is that if you're charged with a crime, the likelihood of you making it to a trial is like a third of a percent. I'm talking about one-third of 1% is about the chance of you getting a jury trial, and that means that either the charge has been dropped against you, or in all likelihood, you took a plea bargain because the state's attorney doesn't want to take this on. He makes some kind of deal to find you guilty, so everybody who goes through is either has a charge dropped, or they're guilty. And we know that lots and lots and lots and lots of people are not guilty. They just don't think they can win.
That's right.
And they don't want to sit in frickin' county jail as an innocent person because our system presumes you to be innocent until proven guilty but throws you in jail. What kind of system throws innocent people in jail?
This one. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom.
Speedy trial, my butt. It takes 3 years to take something to trial. They should have 30 days to bring you to trial.
Well, you also need time to prepare as well. But
that should be the defendant's choice.
Right.
But the state attorney should have to be have a case together in 30 days.
855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want, although certainly a lot of people calling in tonight about the police state, the likelihood that cops are going to use violence in a situation where they really didn't have to, but they knew they could get away with it, and so they did it anyway. That's the Philando Castile case, where a cop shot a man to death who was a concealed weapon permit holder, who informed the cop in this case that he was carrying a gun. So, you know, normally that would, you'd think that would set somebody at ease, because, you know, if you're a cop and you pull somebody over, you don't know what's going to happen, right? Like, that can be a scary circumstance. Your adrenaline might rush a little bit. I remember Barry Cooper, former narcotics officer from Texas, who we had on the show years ago, when we were doing the interview with him, he would talk about how he'd get an adrenaline rush after just in the very beginning of his police days, just pulling somebody over. And then eventually that went away for him, so he had to come up with new ways, more dangerous ways to get his adrenaline rush, because he was hooked on it. He was hooked on that adrenaline.
He wouldn't get it from me. So when I'm pulled over, and it's happened to me before, well, the first thing I say is, "Officer, you're being audio and video recorded."
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a dash cam, and I have it for a variety of reasons. But I just want, not, you don't legally have to tell them they're being audio and video
recorded.
Did you
get a new dash cam?
I have the one that, at this point, the one that you had, the one that the overlay for the rearview mirror.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Yeah, yep. It's great. I love that one. Love it. What's the brand?
Falcon Zero?
It's awesome. Yeah. Anyway.
If you're going to get one, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and then Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. I got mine from Amazon, so you just go to shop.freetalklive.com.
It's our Amazon link.
It was like $130-something bucks for a two-camera front and back, you know, front camera back, camera mounted. You can rotate the cameras. And
you're in an accident. You've got the evidence right there. You're in good shape.
And it looks like your rearview mirror. It literally clips onto the rearview mirror. It's amazing.
Yep. And has some video in there.
It's got a screen in the mirror where you can press a button and it gives you a heads-up display.
Yep. You can see it. It's awesome. So I first say, officer, you're being audio and video recorded.
Yep. Okay.
And the whole time, before the officer comes up, I have my hands at 10 and 2 on the steering wheel.
They can see them as they're walking up.
I want them to see my hands.
That's right.
Okay? And then, if they ask for my license and registration, I say, I'm going to reach for my wallet, or I'm going to reach into the glove compartment now. There's no weapon in there. I'm not, or something like that. So I have a very matter-of-fact conversation with them. I don't think the vast majority of them think I'm going to do anything. Okay, sir, things like that they'll be saying along the way. I don't imagine they think I'm going to do anything. I just want to put them on notice that we're going every step of the way, and I am documenting.
You're going to say it. Yeah.
I'm documenting what I'm going to do. And the reason I'm going to do that is because I know, and that officer knows, that they can shoot me and get away with it if I don't have the evidence. Mm-hmm. Now, if there's a video, which, say streamed to some service or something like
that. Like Cell 411 at getcell411.com, which has live video streaming, which if you've got your smartphone with you, you just send out a Cell 411 alert, and then you can start streaming video to anybody in your friends list who wants to watch it.
Yeah, the evidence should be all right there. Look, I'd much rather walk away with a ticket that I can fight in court, if that's what is necessary, than to have to deal with some permanent injury or death. Thanks. So that's how I do it.
I do want to play this video at some point, and we're probably not going to do it tonight just because we're loaded up with calls, and I want to get to your calls and thoughts first. But
as we should.
But this video is it's very disturbing, and it deserves some analysis, and I don't want to not do that at some point, so maybe we'll do it tomorrow night when we get the chance. Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We're talking about the shooting of Philando Castile, again, concealed weapon-carrying holder, shot to death by a cop on the side of the road for no reason, besides the cop claimed he was scared. Let's talk to Ryan. He's in Tallahassee, Florida, listening to WVFT-FM. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind tonight, Ryan?
I'm a 3-time combat veteran, Army paratrooper. I totally think that this guy should have been charged with manslaughter. I wouldn't say murder, and there's a reason why for that.
I agree. You mean the cop? You mean the cop in this case? He was charged with manslaughter, but found not guilty.
Yeah, but he should have been found guilty of manslaughter.
Yeah, he should.
And the reason being is there's so many things here. I've watched the video and the audio. Fear took over, which he's supposed to be entrusted with controlling that properly. That's the problem here. He made a bad judgment call, unloaded 7 rounds into this guy with a child in the backseat.
Yeah,
right. That's something we have not mentioned here, and thank you so much for doing it. Is this officer discharged that firearm within mere inches, multiple inches, but mere inches of a young person.
Right, not to mention the girlfriend, too.
Right.
Yes, and so they could have been easily hurt.
Oh, yeah.
That being said, I do want to make a note. You were on the you were right on the money with where I was going to go with the one of the things that the gentleman that was killed said was, I have a concealed permit. I have a firearm on me. And the officer said, okay, well, don't reach for it.
Yeah.
He did give an instruction there. And I have a concealed permit myself. Now, my hands, like you said, are always on the wheel. And there's no way I'm going to reach anywhere near my firearm with the stuff that's going on in our country, because they can blow you away by saying, I felt that he was going to shoot me, which that officer may really have felt that way. But
yeah, sure. I'm not saying he didn't feel that way. Obviously he could, but is he qualified to do the job if every time he stops somebody who says that they have a gun, that he's got to blast them because they reached for their wallet?
No, and that's the problem that we face as civilians is because most folks don't conceal carry and don't know what they're doing. And then those that do, the guy was trying to do the right thing, obviously, by stating, I have a firearm, I have a concealed
weapon. Right, in a lot of states, that's a mandate. You have to inform the officer in a situation like that. A lot of states have that.
Yeah, I want to take one brief moment to thank the concealed carry permit, the concealed carriers here in this country for doing what it takes to keep me safe, for taking careful action every single day to be prepared to keep me and my family safe. Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, and this guy was a freaking cafeteria server. He wasn't, some thug on,
that's some gangland
thug.
Felonies.
Just
right.
A hardworking guy.
And, what about a taser? Why couldn't it be electric to this guy? Shot him in
that's
the
crazy.
Chest with a taser, which is still extreme force, but that would make more sense than lethal force with a baby in the back, a pregnant female, I think she was, if I'm not mistaken, and then you unload 7 rounds because he reached for his whatever he reached for. We'll never know because the guy's gone. But that's scary. You know what I mean? Keep
it
your
sure
hands
is.
On your will.
And I agree with it. I agree with your advice here. Keeping your hands on the wheel and speaking, having a recording going on, speaking out loud about what you intend to do, and take it slow. I understand.
Eye contact too.
Yeah,
it's really important. Have eye contact with that officer.
Yeah. Hey Ryan, thanks for your call tonight, dude. I appreciate your thoughts. Yeah, it's hard to say that this guy did anything wrong.
I'm not claiming
here.
He did anything wrong.
I'm not saying you're saying that.
Yeah, I just want to make. I'm not trying to.
But there are things you can do better. There are things you can do better, and I think you've given some good suggestions here. Where let it be known, let that officer know exactly what you intend to do. If that officer then and again, I don't remember exactly at which point. After what was said, at which point that cop draws down on him. I don't know if he'd drawn on him, because I only saw the video
quick.
Once.
Yeah.
Yeah, it all happens very fast. But as soon as that cop starts escalating the violence, that's when you need to be even more cautious at that point. Move even slower. Don't do anything until, officer, I'm not here to hurt you. Hands on the wheel. Look, if you're worried about that gun in my waistband, I will exit this vehicle, keep my hands in the air, and allow you to disarm me. Do whatever it is that you can. To make whatever offer you can to de-escalate that situation. Because these people are, on an adrenaline rush, and they can get away with killing you right there in the streets. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here and you can bring up anything you want in these remaining moments. But if you're not already on the line, then there's no way we're going to get you on.
Hang it up.
Phones are loaded up. Well, you don't have to hang up, but if you're already on the line...
your hopes of getting onto the show.
If you're not on yet, right? Yeah. If you're on the line, we might be able to get you in here. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here for the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. If you don't get in tonight, it's no big deal because we've always got another episode right around the corner. Because we're here 7 nights a week, live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. So if you are not able to get in tonight, well, any other night is just fine. Whether we're on your local radio station or not, we're still here doing this show on some stations all around the country. And, of course, online as well over at freetalklive.com, where if you want to support the show for $5 a month or Bitcoin, you can get behind us with the AMP program. Please go to AMP, AMP.freetalklive.com.
Healthcare coverage in this country is all messed up. I think we would all agree. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health and not one that focuses on sickness. So, you know, health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. Doesn't that incentivize illness instead of health? Well, there's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily if you want it or need it. A no-charge 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA is, of course, messed up medical records, the way they transfer them back and forth, that kind of thing. One doctor doesn't know what the next one's doing. How about a medical information card that you could give to EMS, first responders, emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? You can check them out right now, healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, massage, they did great work for me. You'll love the service and the price, because if you pay for your own, you're going to want to check this out. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
All right, so I do want to play just the most outrageous, relevant portion of this video, just so we can have it, because I did say, well, I'd only watched it this one time. So up until this point in the video, this is the death of Philando Castile, the concealed carry holder who... got killed by a cop completely unnecessarily. Up until this point that I'm going to hit the play button, it's been a relatively routine pullover. Cop, talking to him about his brake light being out, and then Philando...
Very short.
Yeah, and then Philando says...
I have to tell you, I do have a firearm.
Okay.
On me.
Don't reach for it, then.
Don't pull it out.
Yeah. And then it goes on after that, and it's just a horrifying, scary video.
Right. There's no video of what actually the police officer saw, and that's, I imagine, the difficulty here. But, it's tough. It's a tough situation.
Yeah, and so I was, what I wanted to see was how quick that cop went for his gun, and basically as soon as he's saying don't pull it out, he's unholstering his weapon sort of out of sight of the man.
It would be one thing to hold the weapon on Philando. And
which he does not do at any point. He simply pulls and fires.
Wait until you see a gun,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
To, before you begin firing.
Right.
That would seem like the judicious use of a firearm.
Slightly more sane way to handle that, yeah, for sure. So let's go to your calls here and thoughts. We have Scott. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Mark. Ian.
Hey.
Mark covered a lot of what I was going to say largely. I'm a lifetime carrier here in my state, and we're also not required to inform if we're stopped, but I still do, and I have done on the three occasions I can recall that I've been stopped while carrying it. Mm. But all three of them were while on my way to work, so the gun was with me, not on my purse, because I'm not allowed to carry them in at work or in my particular job, so I just have it either under the seat or riding shotgun, as it were. And the first time it was under the seat, and when I first thing I do, I shut off the engine, turn on my dome light, hands on the 10 and 2 position on the wheel until he comes to the window, and then he explains what he wants, and as he asks for my driver's license and registration, I say, here's my driver's license, here's my pink card, which is what our permits look like in my state, and say, the gun is here in motion with my head, I don't move my hands, and explain everything I'm going to be doing. Well, the first two times I did that, he said, that's fine, I see where it is, just don't move toward it. I explain I'm going to get my registration out of the glove box. I do step by step. Nothing bad happens. The third time was the only time it was slightly different, and he just said, if you wouldn't mind, would you just hand it to me, put forward while it's still in the holster, and I'll keep it in the car while I'm checking your plates, and then bring it back. And he did. Everything goes smoothly. And the one case this happened in, this Castillo character, I'm sure he didn't intend to shoot the cop in question here. But the question is, do you really know that? He says don't make a move toward it. Who knows why, but he did not, comply. He didn't keep his hands still. If he told me not to move toward it, by God, my hands are going to be super glued to the steering wheel. I'm going to do everything he says. And I would prefer to go home alive at the end of the day. I don't think cops go running around saying, I hope I can get away with killing people. And your use of that term is pretty flippant and pretty damn insulting, I have to say.
Which term? What term?
You saying cops getting away with killing people. You did say that.
They
don't
do.
Go home
they
and get
away with it.
I think it's all the time.
Thing to think, and my beef with that is you seem to be making sport of it because, I mean, let's face it, you are
I'm not the one who's killing people. And I'm not anti-police.
You're also extremely anti-cop.
That's false. That's not true at all. I have actually assisted the police
when
with...
You say, when you
no,
say
it's false, sir.
Killing.
I have actually assisted the police with investigations when they're actually investigating real crimes with real victims. When the cops are out there actually going after real criminals, I got no problem with that, and I'm actually willing to assist. But when the cops are going around busting people for possession of marijuana, underage possession of alcohol...
Oh, so you determine what's legal and what's not, right?
Yeah, that's darn right. I'll determine what's right and what's wrong.
I'll determine what's right and what's wrong.
I don't care what's legal, dude.
Okay.
I tend to agree that you are an a-hole, but with the
I'm not killing innocent people in the streets, and calling them out for it doesn't make me an a-hole. That just makes me honest.
Oh, I just think you're an a-hole generally.
You're projecting.
This gentleman's what his assessment of what the situation is that Philando Castile could have done something more perfect, and I agree. Philando Castile could have done something more perfect.
You could have handled
it differently. But that is holding a police officer who is getting a paycheck. paycheck and a pension to a far lower standard than you're holding a young man who's working for a living and has a concealed carry permit. Let's not forget that in this country, concealed carry permit holders commit far fewer crimes than police officers do. The fact that one has a badge, at this point, if we want to make blanket statements based on somebody by looking at them, we need to say, he's got a badge, he's more likely to commit a crime than a concealed carry permit holder, because that would be looking at the facts. Okay? So in this situation, a citizen should not have to, a person should not have to act perfectly in order to not get blasted away in front of their child and girlfriend because some police officer is frightened. Right? Like, that's what, I'm not hiring you to be frightened, officer. I'm hiring you to be a bulwark against the wave of crime that is crashing against our society. Or so we're told. In fact, it is significantly more safe to be a police officer these days, and significantly less likely that crime is going to occur. But that's what they're hired for. They are hired to be that line of defense, not to use a this notion that you can shoot anybody you want because you're scared.
Which is always what they say. That we've seen this
in
so many
times.
In
my line of work, I report on government malfeasance.
Yeah.
Government malfeasance includes police officers shooting people. They are the government.
Right?
They are the government's, the tip of the spear domestically. By that I mean the spear is a weapon of violence, and they're the tip of it. If you commit a crime, according to the government, and a crime is simply, laws or just words written down paper by liars and thieves, that's all laws are. The police.
Oh, don't say that to that caller. Boy, oh boy, he believes the law is something perfect.
Does he believe politicians are something perfect? Because I suspect he does not. And this is the dichotomy that must exist in the law and order mindset. Mm-hmm. I had that mindset at one point, and now I understand politicians are pieces of filth.
Yep.
In general, and how can I expect the products of pieces of filth to be somehow good and holy when the people who make them are not? What is more likely? It is more likely that politicians are trying to grow the size of government. Because they're lawyers, they're trying to make it easier for lawyers to make a living.
Yep, get more jobs for lawyers.
It's a lawyer industrial complex to create more work for lawyers.
And the police are just their tools. They're just their tools. And the police should be able to judge whether a law is bad or not. That's what I want from a police officer. I want a thinking police officer, a peace officer, who can look at a bad law and just laugh at it and say, you know what? I'm not going to enforce that one because it's clearly unconstitutional. It's clearly morally wrong, whatever. Again, I'm not talking about any law specific here, but there's plenty of them. You know, you can go back in the past and look at all kinds of bad laws, like, the Fugitive Slave Acts, for instance, Jim Crow laws. I mean, you can just go through.
But all the bad laws are fixed, Ian.
It's ridiculous to make a statement like that.
It is historically myopic to make a statement like the idea that somehow at this point in time we have finally got all the injustices out of our legal system.
If you didn't get in tonight, no worries. We're back tomorrow, 7 o'clock at night Eastern Time. Join us then online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here, free, at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the pin.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.